Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor here at Holden. I hope that you have a booklet that says Vespers 86 on the front. This is going to be our sung liturgy for tonight. And a few words about the service. If you turn to page 5, you'll notice that the song divides into two parts. At the top of page 5, where it says L1 and L2, we'll have high voices sing the L1 part, and low voices sing L2. And then if you would turn to page 9, the Magnificat is the song that Mary sings when the angel comes to her and tells her she will bear a child whose name will be Jesus. And when we sing those words, we will...
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. The light, no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Thank you.
prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from Romans 8, 14 to 25. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is a very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our whole bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The next reading is from the Economic Justice for All Catholic Social Teaching and the U.S. Economy. The death of Jesus was not the end of his power and presence, for he was raised up by the power of God. Nor did it mark the end of the disciples' union with him. After Jesus had appeared to them, and when they received the gift of the Spirit, they became apostles of the good news to the ends of the earth. In the face of poverty and persecution, they transformed human lives and formed communities which became signs of the power and presence of God. Sharing in this same resurrection faith, contemporary followers of Christ can face the struggles and challenges that await those who bring the gospel vision to bear on our complex economic and social world.
The light shines in the darkness.
The darkness has not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will." My soul
praises your goodness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. And the great God, what a servant here, and bless me all my life through. Justice might guide them. For all those who labor in service to others. Grant weather that nourishes all of creation. Watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy. Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us, because He will be life for us.
May the Spirit of love be our guide and guide for all of our days.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.